on, welcome to a very special sports bet podcast. I'm Mick Wall, joined by AFL and NRL royalty and Joel Kane and Nathan Brown. This is a podcast dedicated to Code War and one in particular between Hall and Gallen. This is about boxing. Usually with boxing, you link it to such names as Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, more recently, Oscar De La Hoya, Manny Pacquiao, and of course, Floyd Mayweather. But this is very, very different. We've got two ex-AFL and NRL athletes here in Paul Gallen and Barry Hall. Gentlemen, what are we getting ourselves into here? How are you and what is going to happen in this fight?
Oregon is exciting, isn't it? Oregon is great. The NRL versus the AFL. Obviously, down here in Melbourne, we don't really give a stuff about NRL. And the same up in the northern states. You don't really give a stuff about AFL. And the two probably biggest, baddest blokes are coming together. Big Bad Barry, he looks fit up against your man, Paul Gallen. And it's split at the moment because you NRL people think that this is going to be a whitewash. You are so confident in Paul Gallen winning this fight that it's almost chips in.
Well, we're already looking at Sonny Bill Williams for the next fight. He's an absolute moral. But you know what I love about this, boys? And we're middle-aged men, you know. We're not the fittest in the world. What about when it comes fight time? You're at the regular pub, right? People have got a skin full. They've never been in a boxing ring their whole life. They've never had a fight their whole life. But they're all bloody experts, aren't they?
Yes.
How good is that? Why is he doing that? Why is Hall not doing that? Now's the time to launch.
And we've just come out of expert season, just finished spring racing, Shug, so it's perfect timing for experts. Now, speaking of experts, Brownie, you actually fancy yourself. Now, we talk about this, but Brownie has a little bit of experience with boxing.
Well, we used to do a lot of boxing at the footy club, obviously, and you go up against some bigger guys. But as of recent, the last couple of years, I've been doing some sparring with a couple of guys that I know. One of them's James Brayshaw.
Oh, the heavyweights.
old spaghetti arms Brayshaw. We go really hard down at Elwood Park.
I'm
we
sure
do a 45-minute session each Friday morning, and it's a really good workout. Now, I feel like I'm well-versed in boxing after those 2 years.
Two-minute rounds, the AFL way.
The old two-minute noodle rounds, yeah. Hey?
How's that in the park? Usually, I think it's called boxer size, Brownie. That's all right. Like those boot camps.
We do a little bit of jumping, a little bit of skipping as well.
Billy Blanks.
What about you, Shug? Any experience?
Look, I've got to be honest with you. Like, boxing's never been my forte. I remember the great John Hopewadi?
So he went
into the boxing
the
ring.
Old, the old finger up the pooper.
The Mau Meninga, right? Up the Shaminda Vas. Well, you know how that actually started. We were training back in, I think it was 2001, start of the year, and we're doing this play the ball drill, and this is not going to be great for those listening on the audio version of the podcast, but you'd have to get in this position to play the ball. And I'm playing against Hopewadi.
Yeah.
And at training, and he's went whooshka, straight up the Shaminda, right? And the coach actually laughed, Terry Lamb at the time. And so then he started doing it in games, John Hopewadi. People don't know this, but it started from a training session. And he did that prolifically for about 8 weeks before he got caught with the golden finger. Mm. But that's exactly how it started.
Nothing so that was funny about that sort of stuff, is it?
No, not if you're the recipient, I can tell you that much. I also play with, remember the pleasure machine, Herbo, Solomon Amono?
Yeah.
He was in a game one day against, he was playing for Manly against the Tigers. At the time, one of the most revered fighters was a bloke called Dan Staines. And he's taking on this young Solomon Amono in a scrum, right? And he thought, I'm going to level him up. So the referee catches sight of this. Dan Staines goes, whack. And Solomon Amono, this youngster firebrand, has gone, whack, 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 whack. Knocks out Dan Staines. Dan Staines, ruled by the referee, gets sin binned for 10 minutes. He was the first player in rugby league who had to get it stretched off for being sin binned in the bin. But I'll tell you this other time, I'm taking on the Warriors, and there's this bloke called Clinton Torpy, right? Now, I used to say I was about 5'10". Did you guys used to fudge your figures in the AFL?
Apparently I'm 5'8".
I always used to put it extra. I used to do 183 centimetres. Right. I was actually 182.
You've got to just smudge a little bit. So I was actually 5'9", 5'10". I'm taking on the Warriors, and this guy who could actually fight as a kid, a bloke called Clinton Torpy, big centre, about 6'2". We're in this bit of a verbal barrage throughout the game, and it's going on and on and on, and he clips me, to which point referee Mogsen Jedwat, famous referee at the time, bit of a character, he actually calls me out, and he says, mate, you're this close to getting sin binned. I said, mate, have you not seen that? I said, that's him doing that. He's antagonising me. He should be the one getting sin binned. He said, no, I'm about to sin bin you, for your own safety. He's going to kill you, that bloke. So he almost sent me off.
I remember once we had a brawl. I remember a guy called Heath Black, left footer, Fremantle, played for St Kilda as well. But we've got a guy called Ryan Hargrave, number 25, played at the Bulldogs. And he had blonde-tipped hair, and I had the blonde hair at one stage. And a melee formed. It was about on centre wing at Eddie Had Stadium. I think it was a Telstra Dome back then. And Hargy's just given this beautiful right hook, just knocked out Heath Black. It was a bit of a glass jaw type thing, knocked him out, went to the ground. He was out for probably 2 or 3 seconds, got up, and the first person he saw was me. And now we've got similar hairstyles, blonde hair. He's come over throwing punches at me, and I'm like blocking him going, "What are you doing, man?" I said, "It was Hargrave." And he goes, and he apologised. He goes, "Oh, sorry." And then ran straight over to Hargrave's. And then,
So what I've got here, some great stories, boys, but neither of you really have too much experience inside the ring.
Absolutely
not. What we will rely on here, and we're gonna dissect this fight, is we're going to rely on more of your experiences with these guys and how you think they can get the most out of them. Look, we know this. We're not the best panel to put together an analytical boxing podcast. No. This is more about the guys because you both played with them. You know about them better than most. So let's have a look now at the odds on this. So Barry Hall, $2.14 underdog. Gal, $1.65.
How much?
Favourite. $1.65, Shug.
I'll be right back.
Just
you think this is the bet of the century, don't you?
Just Shug's.
Just put as much as you can on $1.65, please.
So $1.65. Now, look, interestingly here, what's happened here, the weight of money is probably not a surprise given the market. Now, it's slightly more to Hall, which I was a little surprised of. It's 52-48.
Jeez, he looks fit, Barry.
He does.
Barry. He looks very fit.
Mate, at the end of the day, you've got to look here and you go, okay, that's fine. He looks fit. Now, there's three bets on Hall to everyone on Gal, probably because he's the underdog, but the weight of money is pretty even. Let's look at this realistically, though, Nathan. Barry Hall's come off the couch, and he even said that in his pressure. He's come off the couch to take this fight. Well done, mate.
Yeah.
Good on you. I don't think that's intimidating.
Couch eating cheesels and big M's.
He said it, mate.
He's fit.
Gal retired less than 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And you know what happens when you retire? You sit back for a couple of months and you go, how good's this? I don't have to do anything because I've been a professional athlete for 17 years. All of a sudden, you relax. Yep, I'm going to have that palm. I'm going to have the extra chips. And I'm going to have the bowl of ice cream as well. Then I'm going to wash it down with a couple of, what do you idiots drink up there? Like 4X type beers or something. Like I don't know what you drink up there. Tui's new or something. But you start to relax a bit. You get a bit of a soft underbelly. I'm not saying he's soft. But the other thing I worry about, Shug, is the neck. Now, we have long, elongated necks where we can swivel. The necks in the rugby league players, they don't move that much, so it's not a moving target. So Barry's got a head there that doesn't move that much, and he might be able to knock it out.
You know what? You got a long list of losing against rugby league players. Go through the history. Rugby league players who are so used to collisions just beat AFL players. We just keep beating you. We're going to beat you again. Question, serious question. Barry Hall, when he played, was he the best trainer in the team? What's the word? Was he the best trainer in the team? Because unless he was, he's zero chance against Gallen.
If he wasn't the best, he was in the top five. He was big, he was fit. I mean, he's 6'6", Barry Hall.
Yeah.
Like, he was electric fast. He was, for his size, he was brilliantly fast.
So if you went on an army camp sort of thing,
I'd be brilliant.
He'd be in the top handful.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
The other thing is that he does have reach. He does have height. We know that
and
on Gal.
Power.
And then he's got power. I reckon Gal's got a fair bit of that. Gal is in his 10th fight. Now, this is 9 professional fights, 9-0, 5 knockouts. A couple of those, a couple of set up, we get that, but a couple of them were actually handy. So the thing is, Brownie, is...
So 9-0, who are these people he's fighting? Because I've got a mate, Kane Pettifer, who I played footy with. He's 3-0. And he fought this guy who he's 95 kilos, this guy. He was a bit out of shape. I reckon his skin folds were 195. So I want to see the type of guys that Paul Gallen's been fighting.
I don't think it was a Quade Cooper episode. I don't think he's fought anything like Quade fought, if you remember on that. They pulled the bloke out of God knows where and he fought.
I don't think
it's like that. Look, I think you'll find that 9-0 is better than none. And the other thing is, what, Barry been on the couch 4 years, 5 years? I know you're saying he's not on the couch. We get that. That was his terminology. He used that.
He did the jungle thing. He went into the jungle. Celebrity getting out of here.
No, that helps. Didn't he come second?
He didn't win it. But
Didn't he go deep? Well, that was Fev.
He was in there for a while. Yeah.
Fev was, he went deep. But, I mean, so you're actually confident, Barry Hall. You don't believe the hype.
Look, I just, from what these guys and the guys around our office who come from Sydney or come from Queensland think that this is going to be a laid-out mazare. This is Paul Gallen's fight. I agree that Barry will be easy to knock out. I think Paul Gallen would be very, very hard to knock out, but still only takes one punch. And Barry was a Golden Gloves when he was younger. So I don't think it's the laid-out mazare that everybody's saying.
Okay, what about you? Now, you've spent time with Gal.
Yeah, yeah.
We've seen in some of the videos, you've entered into the camp a little bit. You've seen some of the training. I mean, sure, you reckon it's the bet of the century.
Yeah, I do. I honestly do. I can't see him being beaten. You think about in rugby league, and this is not a who's a better sport, a better athlete. I believe the AFL players are fitter. But rugby league players have so many collisions. We're so used to the collisions, the heavy collisions. And there's probably a player such as Gallen who's no more player in history has had more collisions than him. Mm. He's the ultimate warrior when it comes to rugby league. I've known Gal for many years now. And one thing I've learnt only in the past 6 weeks, I genuinely believe that he doesn't have the element of doubt. Most of us wake up and there's things we doubt about. I don't believe he has the gene, which is doubt. I believe, and you see that in him, he just believes in victory. He just, there is not a part of him, I've seen him, my hairs are standing up thinking about this, that he does not believe he can get beaten. Look at these hairs.
He's got goosebumps at the moment.
He has.
Yeah.
This is extraordinary.
I haven't met too many people like that. James Maloney in rugby league, he's a player who would kick goals from the sideline, who is devoid of that element of doubt. And Paul Gallen does not have an element of doubt.
That's gone. Now,
very close to Paul, obviously. I know Barry. I haven't seen Barry for a long time, though.
Yep,
the last time I saw him was an ill-fated incident where
it didn't turn out that well for Barry.
But he's copped it a little bit since then. And I reckon I'm a big believer. You know, you do the crime, you do the time. But at some point, you got to welcome him back in. He hasn't been in the media for a while. And I think this is his way to go. You know, I was a wonderful AFL player. He was a captain. He was a premiership player. And I think it's time to give Barry Hall the respect back.
Fine, and that's fine, but you earn respect. You don't just get it, Nathan. Then I'll ask you this question around that, and it's very, very simple. And on the footy field, definitely did all that and was fantastic, but other actions. Here's my theory. Now, I'm AFL camp hunter, shamefully, but I actually in the Gallen camp for this fight, so I'm different to most because I'm with Sugar. I don't see how Barry wins. Here's my thinking. Barry Hall, we know the Staker incident. We don't need to go into it, just out of nowhere. The Scotty Thompson incident, just how long. This is a guy that wasn't necessarily known for tough, tough footy, but had...
Well, Scotty Thompson kept pinching
him. That's my point, though. Yeah. This is it. And what you reckon...
He's got a temper.
That's exactly right. Now, in a boxing ring, the worst... You don't just want to unleash in an undisciplined manner, right? You don't just want to snap in an undisciplined manner. You have to have discipline in the boxing ring because you'll just tire yourself out and Gal's good enough, you'll just be able to wear it. And then it'll be like... We spoke. I said Ali Foreman, where Ali was happy to stay on the ropes for round after round after round. Foreman ties himself out. Ali comes in.
Rocky Balboa type stuff.
Yeah, real idea. I love how you go to a fictional character. But Brownie, even in the press conference, a couple of jabs to him. Yep, you know what? There's some people there doing a few bits and pieces. We might have known a couple of them.
And before we go, what was
he
cracked
Rocky? It. Hey?
Rocky 4, the best one?
I really like Rocky 3 too with B.A. Baracus.
Yeah, where are you going there?
I'm Rocky One original fan, but Bow Brackets was huge.
Now the thing where Barry blew up at the
and that's what I'm saying, but he snapped, and it was just like that's not much. These are just some people in the audience.
I'd like
nothing.
To point out that those people were sports bet people.
No, not all
questions.
Of them were. There's no. I'll tell you right
and
now.
Who do they think of when they think of sports bet? The brand ambassador. I didn't ask any stupid questions.
Now, and I'll tell you what, Nathan, we didn't ask the Brent Staker question. I can assure you that there's no way we would have brought that up. So. That seemed interesting that came up. It was a look planted.
Poor old Scotty Thompson. I thought he was going to die that day out in the footy field when he kept pinching Barry and all of us just poked the bear. All of a sudden, Barry had had enough. Got him in a headlock to the ground and he had to have about eight people pulling him off. And you could see Scotty Thompson. He was starting to go very red. And I've spoken to Scotty Thompson since that about that on radio and he genuinely feared for his life that day.
Wow. You know what? And I'm very, very pro-Gal. That's been very, very clear by now. But credit to both these blokes.
Yep.
Like, imagine getting in the ring with either of these blokes. Huge, isn't it?
It is. It is. And look, we do wish them all the best. It'll be great. We're heavily involved in this fight. We can't wait to get around it on our socials. Obviously, we're going to cover. There's going to be plenty to keep up to on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. Obviously, you can watch it on Main Event. It's going to be huge. So definitely get around it because I see this building... something for the future. Now, we've seen Cobor in the future between these. We've seen some interesting ones, haven't we? Warwick Kappa.
Did he go to the ring, did he?
He went to the ring.
Who did he run second to?
I reckon he fought Wendell Saver.
Oh, did he? Did he come second?
And yeah, he would have. I reckon that...
Mark Jackson's done one
Mark
as well.
Mark Jackson fought...
Who did he run second
Geyer.
To?
Oh, smashed.
Yeah, Matty Geyer. Mark Geyer. Right? Mark Geyer.
Yeah, Matty Geyer. He probably would have beaten Matty Geyer, I reckon.
Close. Maybe. Yeah, who else went to the ring?
And then, I mean, we've had Mel Meninga.
Mel beat Monkers.
Damien Monkhurst.
Who do you reckon would be a good matchup for me in the rugby league world? If I was going to go into a rugby league fight?
Mel?
Yeah.
The little South Sydney mascot, I reckon, would give you...
The little rabbit-o. All right. Well, that brings me to this, guys. Let's do this. Let's look after the future of Cobor here. Let's make sure that this is the first of a new launch. Let's get involved in it.
Cobor 2, 3, 4.
Give me your future ones. Are they light, middle, heavyweights? Who are they? Give me your future Cobor nominations for AFL and NRL.
Well, not only was he probably the best player that's ever played the game, but stories of Wayne Carey are legendary, the way he can fight. The way he can fight and how he handles himself are legendary. So as a heavyweight, I'm going to nominate Wayne Carey.
How old's Wayne these days?
He would Mid-40s, be 45, 46, yeah, probably 47.
We might throw Chief Harrigan at him.
Oh, that'd be huge.
The Chief. Let me throw one at you of more current times, a current player.
Yeah.
Now, this bloke's about 90 kilos. You'd know him as a Melbournean superstar, great quality athlete. In fact, his grandfather was a superstar boxer, Josh Adokar.
Yes.
Josh Adokar, bang. Who's a good matchup? If you're promoting that fight, Josh Adokar, the Fox, who's he fighting? About 90 kilos, I reckon, Josh.
90 kilos. Right now, I reckon the push-up king's about 88 kilos. So
is he really?
Jake King. I think he played at about 84. He's put a fair amount of size around his neck. Can't move around that often. I don't know what he's been up to, but he's doing a lot of weights at the moment. So he can box. I've seen Jake King box. A lot of people think there's a lot of bravado around Jake King because he hangs out with the bikies all these guys, but he can genuinely fight. So I'd love to see push-up go in the ring.
I love that Jake King can fight. Who else have we got, boys? You got any others for us, Brownie?
I play with a guy called Andrew Cracker. Now,
you guys had a lot of boxes, didn't you?
Yeah.
We did
a lot of boxing. Yeah. And Andy Cracker, he would have weighed 74, 75 kilos, but it's just lightning. Absolutely lightning. I mean, he'd put two on you before you even realise you're being hit. And I don't know whether he'd knock you out, but he'd certainly win on points every time. He was absolutely lightning with his hands.
How old's Andy Cracker?
Andy Cracker right now would be 36 or 37,
okay.
I reckon.
All right, who would we throw at him? How much does he weigh?
He'd be, he's blown out a bit now.
Yeah, but let's say he got back to playing for 80.
78, 80.
78, 80. Lightweight. Oh, geez. We'll need some nominations. Feel free to kick us some nominations.
Alfie Langer.
Yeah, bring Alfie to go.
A bit of fitness work to go there. But do you know what's funny? At Richmond, I was talking to another former Tiger, Adam Patterson, that walks around the sports bet halls here. And he was saying when he landed at Tigerland, what they do is that the new players that come in, they line six of them up with six of the more experienced sparrers.
Yes.
And then they would have to choose. And he goes, it was Rick. He chose Richo. And he goes, massive mistake. Richo was actually really good. He goes, but the blokes that chose Cracker and Tuck, Shane Tuck, who attempted fighting himself, they didn't think, okay, we're going a little bit smaller, apparently just was so quick and just absolutely raw.
Yeah.
Because it's massive in AFL. Is it the same in NRL where the boxing is a huge part of your training?
Yeah, it is a big part of it. I was bloody hopeless at it, but it is. Yeah, absolutely is.
All right, beautiful. All right, guys, so we're getting...
What's the best punch you can remember in an NRL game? Like, obviously, we've got the Barry Hall one with Staker. But in AFL, probably didn't hurt him as much, but we had a guy by the name of Hayden Ballantyne, who was just an absolute pest, tagger pest, always in the face of you. And then he was having a go at Matty Scarlett from Geelong once. It was over at Subiaco over in Perth. It's a home game for Fremantle. Matty Scarlett just had enough, just went crack. Whacked him, dropped him. Wasn't the biggest punch in the world, but I thought it was one of the funniest I've ever seen.
I loved it.
Big Gordy Tallis, the Raging Bull. There was all this hype on this youngster who turned out to be a very good player, Ben Ross.
Yeah.
And young bull versus old bull, and Gordy's just gone whack. Bang, young bull falls to the floor. Definitely Gordy.
Yeah, Gordon Tallis is. I used to just love watching State of Origin for him.
Jesus,
just to see what he's going to do next.
Wouldn't want to fight
him, really. No, no, well, that's what we said. When we're looking at matchups, it's like you just couldn't find an AFL person to match up against.
Gordy, no.
You literally couldn't. And when you're getting to that level of size, you just can't, right? Because AFL players are not, they're just not the same size.
But again, and I was sort of half joking about this, but rugby league players, when they're running and they're getting whacked so many times, they've just absorbed.
Hard to knock
collisions.
Them out.
Yeah.
There you go.
I do think the players, if you're not as confident as I am for Gallen, you take Hall in rounds one or two. Hall's got a fluke one early, knock him out. That to me is the only way.
That's his
wins.
Option.
If you're asking for 2 minute rounds, your fitness clearly wouldn't be there. Yeah. So there's no way you're going to take hits from Paul Gallen for six rounds of that. I completely agree. All right, gentlemen. So looking at this now, as we said, we're going to cover this across our social channels. You can watch it on Main Event. A last word, guys, to Barry Hall, to Paul Gallen.
Look, I'm hopeful for Barry Hall. Makes a very good case. The 2 minute rounds worry me that he's asking for 2 minute rounds. So, look, I'm going to tip Barry. I've got to stay with the AFL, but I've got real concern that the $1.65 might be good money.
So you'll be taking KO, I assume, then?
Early. It has to be round one for Barry.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to have Gal at the $1.65 into a zero in the Sandown Cup.
Oh, there you go.
A little multi. There's a little way to get some value.
I do like a zero. Actually, 370 as we speak.
Yeah. So what are you getting there? About $5 or $6 there. I think that's great value. Wake up Saturday morning brimming to go. I do say credit to Barry, but I will say this to Barry that you know when young kids, they grow up and they wear the Superman undies? Well, Superman is wearing Paul Gallen undies these days. That's how tough Paul Gallen is. He doesn't do push-ups. He pushes the earth down. He's a machine. He's unbeatable. He'll win this fight. $1.65 to me is free money. I say gamble responsibly. That's bloody gambling responsibly. But well done to Barry for taking him on.
And one more honourable mention before we go to Big Satan Terrell Halpin. He was a Carlton player once, and in a practice game out at Princes Park, pre-season was about February. He was up against a guy called Cameron Cloak.
I remember it.
So it was out on the outer wing. Perfect vision of it. That they were filming at this stage, just a normal practice match. They had a scuffle for the ball. The ball went back down the other end. Big Satantra help. And he was an Irish import, has just cracked him across the face. So he was already on his knees and dropped him to the ground and then hadn't had enough and then just kicked him up the back of the coit like that. So his legs were spread like that and then just the boot right up his arsehole.
It was literally the worst thing you'd want to see on a footy. What a way to finish, Brad.
Can I leave you with an honourable mention
please
as well?
Do.
Keithy Holman back in the day, right? It was Ned Kelly. Noel Kelly, a test match, right, at the Sydney Cricket Ground. And what had happened was, within 2 minutes, bang, he was known for being a great fighter, right? Ned Kelly, Hall of Fame player. He knocked out this Englishman. He got sin bin. They got sent off. Sent off, right, after 2 minutes in the game. Now, this thief thought it'd be a great idea. As soon as all the players took the field, that would be a great time to rob the sheds. Because everyone's watching the game. Unbeknownst to him, Noel Kelly had been sin bin 2 minutes into the game, comes back in, Ned's second fight, cleans the thief up, gone. great Ned Kelly.
There you go. It seems like a great place to leave it. Good luck to Barry. Good luck to Paul. Hopefully it's a great fight and a good undercard. Thank you, Nathan Brown, Joel Kane.
Good luck,
two of the best.
Yes.
Cowboys. Hopefully this is the first of many. And if you're having a pun on it, please make sure you do gamble responsibly.
That means back out.
Mm-hmm.